Masechet Kelim, Perek Havav, Mishnah Heh. Here we'll talk about leather items having the ability to become Tameh with Tumat Midras. Tumat Midras can only be given to an item if it's used to support a person's weight, like a chair or a mattress, etc. But it does not have to be the primary use of the item. Even if it's a secondary use of the item, that it's mainly used for something else, but it also could support someone, it's subject to Tum'at Midras, but only if the utensil was designated for sitting or lying on when it not being used for its primary purpose. So everything that we're going to list now fits the bill of either being the primary purpose is to lean or lie down or sit on it, or the secondary purpose. Mishnah says, Elu orot teme'in midras. These flat leather items could become tameh with Tum'at Midras. Or shehishev alav leshatiyah, a piece of leather that a person designated to sit on like a sort of mat. Or sekorteya, a tanner's leather apron. They would usually wear that when working, and when not working, they would sit on it as well. Or katableya, a leather bed cover spread over the frame of a bed to sleep on. It was attached to the frame with ropes. Or hahamad, a donkey driver's leather wrap. They would wear this wrap over their clothes to protect them from rain. Or hakatan, a flax worker's leather apron. They would, when they would comb flax, they would wear this to protect their clothes from splinters. Or harofe, a doctor's leather cover. When they were dealing with wounds, they would put this on their lap to protect their clothing from blood. Or ha'adisa, a leather sheet from the crib of a baby. It was placed there so to protect the bed from the baby using going to the bathroom, from soiling the bedding. Or ha'lev shel katan, a leather cover of a child's chest. It was put there to protect them from being hit and struck by a wild cat. Or ha'kar, a leather cover of a pillow. Or hakeset, a leather cover of a mattress. These as well were placed there to keep them clean when people would sit on them. All of them midras. All of them could become tameh with tumat midras. In some of these cases, people would lie down or sit on the item as its primary use. In some of the other cases, it wasn't the primary use, but people would sometimes sit or lie down on them as well. Or hasaruk, a comb maker's leather apron. Or hasorek, a comber's leather apron. So a comb maker and then a comber, two different things. A leather apron that was the comb maker, was the person who makes combs. And the second one is the person who combs the wool. He would have a piece of leather attached to his lap. Rabbi Eliezer omen midras. V'achamim omrim tememe. It says Rabbi Eliezer, these items could become tameh with tumat midras, because they're sometimes used for sitting on or lying down on. Also, obviously, regular tumah, like a corpse tumah, they could as well. But hachamim say no, they could only receive the tumah from tememet, like corpse tumah, not tameh midras, not tumat midras, because they're not intended for sitting or lying down upon them.